Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. England boss Gareth Southgate has praised Raheem Sterling's incredible resilience and hunger after the City forward standout performances at Euro 2020. Sterling has scored three goals, including the opener in Tuesday's 2-0 win over Germany to help the Three Lions reach the quarterfinals. He's netted 15 goals in his past 20 England games, having gone 27 without scoring before that. Well, Southgate said he is a fighter. He's got an incredible resilience and hunger he's developed over the last couple of years, this real hunger to score. Even in the games where the ball has flashed across the box earlier in the tournament, he's been in between the posts. He's finding himself in these areas, and yes, his drive is fantastic. We know the journey he's been on with England, and I'm so happy for him to be able to deliver the performances he has. Moving on, and Oleksandr Zinchenko says that stopping City teammate Sterling could be the key to producing an almighty shock and knocking England out of the Euros. The Ukrainians will take on Southgate's side in Rome on Saturday, with a place in the semi-finals of the competition at Wembley up for grabs. Few are giving Andrei Shevchenko's men a prayer, with the Three Lions rampant after their win over Germany, a game in which Sterling got his country's first goal and his third for the tournament. But Zinchenko thinks that if they can somehow keep a player he rates as one of the best in the world quiet, then they may be able to break English hearts. He said, "Who's the strongest opponent that I've ever played against? I've said several times it's the footballers from City, those guys I see in training every day." Sterling is one of the best wingers in the world right now. He's in amazing form. He's great. He makes the difference. We need to somehow stop him. And finally, Leeds have reportedly agreed terms with City for the transfer of winger Jack Harrison. Harrison has spent the last three seasons on loan at Leeds, scoring 18 goals and helping the club win promotion back to the Premier League before finishing ninth in the top flight last season. Well, it's claimed that the Whites are now set to secure his services on a permanent deal for a fee which could rise to £15 million. That's all for now. We'll have more later.